It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On this weekend show, we're going to focus on Measure V, which is a tax measure that will go before Tuolumne County voters this summer. It would create a parcel tax to better fund fire services. We're going to hear from a few guests on this weekend show about how this idea all came about, a little bit of the history, and how the election will actually work. And our first guest this morning is Liz Peterson, who's a senior administrative analyst with the Tuolumne County Administration Office. Liz, thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, I know that you've been working behind the scenes on Measure V for a while, so can you provide a little bit of a history about how this idea first came about and what has occurred over the past year to get to this point?
Definitely. So this has been the culmination of many years of discussion. In 2016 and 17, all of the fire districts in Tuolumne County participated in a study to analyze what the needs are, how services are currently being delivered, what the best models would be. And there was a lot of data that came from that study, but the primary, most important piece of information was that our fire departments all throughout the county, not just Tuolumne County Fire, but the other districts as well, are underfunded, that they're not receiving enough revenue to match the expenses that they have every year, and that problem keeps getting worse and worse. And ultimately, that affects how they're able to deliver services. So this, as I mentioned, has been a discussion with the Tuolumne County Board of Supervisors for many years, but I know that the other fire districts, the City of Sonora, the other community service districts as well. And so kind of starting last summer, we really got this conversation started with the Board of Supervisors about how would they like to see more sustainable long-term funding for Tuolumne County Fire Department, but also our other fire departments as well. And so we started talking about various revenue options, and the parcel tax is what was decided, and we met with all of the other fire districts to talk about, would that be something that they would be interested in receiving? And as I mentioned, it's all of our fire departments countywide are all in need of revenue because costs continue to rise and outpace what we receive in, like, property tax revenue, which is the main source of revenue for fire departments. The Board of Supervisors in July started to talk about a fire parcel tax, and so we've been working to put this together mainly since July.
You know, the cost of firefighting services going up year after year, is that the result of just the cost of doing firefighting is increasing, or is it less funding coming from the state, or what's kind of the reasoning?
It's kind of both. You know, costs always increase every year for all services. You know, equipment is very expensive, and we, Tuolumne County Fire Department in particular, well, all of them, but, you know, I can speak to Tuolumne County Fire, working for Tuolumne County. You know, we have not had a good process in place for updating our equipment, and so we have, all of our equipment is older than it should be, according to national standards, and we haven't been good about putting funding away to replace that equipment. And that's because it costs a lot. You know, engines cost around $750,000 typically, and that's just how that is. You know, it's much more expensive to buy a fire engine than it is to buy, say, a sheriff's deputy patrol car. And that's just the reality of fire equipment. But then on the revenue side, we have consistently seen a reduction in the amount of property tax revenue that goes to fire departments. And this has been over the course of many decades. Things started out maybe in the 60s of being, you know, fairly okay, and our fire departments having a good plan in place to be funded through property tax, but then with Prop 13, that really drastically cut the amount of property tax revenue that fire departments receive, and it's just been a challenge ever since. And we all of our services here at the county are stretched thin in how we provide those services with the limited funding that we have. But our fire department in particular has gone for a long time being underfunded, and we're reaching sort of a breaking point now, which is why the Board of Supervisors decided to pursue a parcel tax, some way to have a sustained, ongoing source of funding for fire specifically and exclusively from now into the future.
You mentioned all the various fire districts got together and got on board with this idea. Was that a challenging effort at all to get everybody to be on the same page?
You know, whenever you're pulling any groups of people together, especially, any groups of people, it can be a challenge. But, you know, our fire departments in Tuolumne County are so dedicated to serving the residents of Tuolumne County that it's very easy to unite around a common mission of increasing funding in order to improve service. So it actually wasn't as challenging as one may have thought. We ended up with this parcel tax having six of the 10 fire departments here in Tuolumne County participate.
And then what are the nuts and bolts of Measure V? What exactly would the parcel tax all include?
Yeah, so the Measure V is a parcel tax on all real property that would go exclusively for local fire departments, for local fire services only. So the funding goes to these fire departments who are participating and cannot be used for anything else. It goes into a special fund here that Debbie Bautista, our auditor controller, would make sure that it stays in that funding or in that special fund. So the tax is $150 per year on improved parcels. So that's a parcel with a home, a barn, any sort of like major improvement to a parcel. And it's $75 per year for unimproved parcels.
Are there any type of exemptions for any type of properties?
No, so there are no exemptions. This is every parcel that currently receives like a property tax bill would also get this parcel tax would just be added onto that bill. There's, you know, the intention is that every type of parcel, every parcel in the county uses fire services at some point, whether it's for a structure fire, a hazmat response, or often what happens is a medical response. You know, our fire departments primarily at this point, their services, or they provide the majority of their services in medical calls, actually, and not fire calls, which is something that a lot of people don't realize, but that also puts a strain on, a higher expectation of services. And so we, the Board of Supervisors and the other fire district boards, all decided that, you know, they didn't want to exclude any types of parcels or properties because everybody uses fire services, and so everybody could be paying for them.
So what are the districts that are included with this proposal?
So it's the City of Sonora, the Columbia Fire Protection District, the County of Tuolumne Fire District or Fire Department, the Groveland Community Services District, the Jamestown Fire Protection District, and the Tuolumne Fire District. So it's only those residents who live in those fire protection boundaries that would be voting on this tax, and then the tax would go directly to those districts and not the others. So the other fire departments, we had been working with them initially as we were starting to have these conversations. They are all very supportive of the measure. They felt like they have other revenue options in place already, like Twain Heart Community Service District, Miwok Sugar Pine Fire Protection District. They have their own parcel assessments or parcel taxes, so they didn't feel like they necessarily needed this funding, but they are very supportive of these other fire departments getting the funding because we all work together collaboratively. One fire department cannot respond without the support of the others. And so if the others are fully funded and fully able to provide the adequate services that the community expects and needs, then they can partner with the other the other fire departments that maybe don't necessarily need this funding immediately right now.
Well, Liz Peterson, Senior Administrative Analyst, appreciate your time kicking off our conversation today about Measure V. Anything else you'd like to add as we wrap up this segment?
No, you know, I just want to stress that this funding is local. There's a lot of discussion about state mandates and what the state requires for local services, or maybe how the state takes some of our revenue. You know, people don't usually know that for property tax revenue, the county only receives 26% of that revenue. The majority of that actually goes to other sources, and the state takes a lot of that. Same with sales tax. The state takes like over 6.25% or dollars of sales tax. And anyway, so I just wanted to stress that this measure is exclusively for local services. It doesn't, no revenue goes to the state. It all stays within our local fire departments, which is really meaningful, I think, when we know the threat of fire here around the community. And so this is an opportunity that residents have to do something about that threat and improve the fire services that they receive here in the county.
Need to take a quick break. We've been talking with Liz Peterson, talking about Measure V on this weekend show. During the next segment, we'll focus on how the election will work. We'll be joined by Tuolumne County Clerk and Auditor Controller Debbie Bautista. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. We'll be back in just a minute.